Well, it's been a while since we spoke to Justin Hayward. I think it was soon after Radio Plymouth launched, actually. But the Moody Blues are heading back to Plymouth to actually open the UK leg of their Timeless Flight, the Polydor Years tour, right here at the Pavilions on Saturday the 6th of June. And Justin joins us on the programme. How are you?
Very well. Looking forward to it. Yeah, looking forward to coming back to Plymouth, yeah, and starting the tour.
Is Plymouth your sort of home gig, if you like, Justin?
Yes, it is, really. And all my pals from Cornwall, you know, my mother lived there, and then I lived there myself for quite a few years and had a home there. And my daughter still lives, actually, in West Cornwall. So, yeah, that's the closest we get. I'm doing a solo gig at the Truro Hall for Cornwall in July, which will be the absolute closest I get to my old home. But
yeah.
Yeah, it's the home gig, Plymouth, and the crowd will be there, my friends and family.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be a full house and a great evening. And tell us about the idea of the tour, Timeless Flight, the Polydor Years. What does that actually mean?
Well, we're focusing on the years in the 80s when we had a couple of big hit singles in America. One was called Your Wildest Dreams, and the other was called I Know You're Out There Somewhere. And Universal, I think, who took over the whole Decca catalogue, always felt a little bit in the shadow of our early Decca years. And I think that they put this compilation together and this idea together to really highlight the things that we'd done in the 80s and not always focus on the 60s and 70s. So, you know, the first half of our show is mostly things from that 80s and 90s era, and then the second half of the show we do the kind of all the songs we couldn't get off stage without playing, really.
Yeah, you would be lynched if you didn't play some of those earlier ones, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
When I was sort of looking forward to talking to you today, I was thinking back to how I perceived the Moody Blues when I was getting into music, and I've always thought, you know what, it's quite hard to categorise your music. There's no one else quite like you, is there?
Well, that's right, and I think we always went our own way, and fortunately, with Decca, right in the early days, we were never assigned a kind of an A&R guy, or they never demanded any kind of hits from us, because we were having so much success with albums in the U.S. During the beginning of FM radio, and FM radio was really growing in the United States in the 60s. And so we were very lucky to kind of go our own way and travel our own road. And maybe that's why we're not easy to sort of pigeonhole, really. But we've been very lucky in that. And I'm still lucky as a solo artist with that, in that I'm with Eagle Rock now. And they make no demands on me either, you know. They're just happy to accept what I have and what I'm able to give them. But I think that's it, because we travelled our own road and trusted our own judgment, really.
Yeah. I'm guessing that perhaps the one thing Polydor have got on you is that they must have the Dorian Gray picture of you in the attic. You never seem to look any older, Justin.
I'll leave that one alone.
But that does lead me on to the fact that you and John Lodge and Graham Edge have been together for half a century. Have there ever been musical differences, or do you all still get on really well?
Oh, God, we don't get on really well. No, for goodness sake, no. I don't think we ever did. No, that's... But I mean, it's... I think we're left with the three guys who really wanted to play live and to do these songs live and who always enjoyed touring. We were always a touring band. And I think that was part of our success. And, you know, particularly in America in the 60s, we went there and we're prepared to support everybody else. And to, I mean, we opened up a tour for Canned Heat, and then we were the opening act on the Cream Farewell Tour in America. So, and I think the three of us that are left really now are the guys who really enjoyed doing the live stuff, and I think that's why we're still doing it now.
And I guess
that's why we come together. It's not because we're lifelong pals or anything, but we have a common love of the music, and we love playing it, and we're very pleased and very lucky to be able to still do these gigs.
And of course, you've got nothing to prove now. I mean, you've done it all, really, haven't you? So it must be just fun to do.
Well, I, I don't know. I mean, is it? Yes, I enjoy it, and I enjoy touring. But I think I do agree with Keith Richard, and he said, you know, he doesn't get paid for the 2 hours on stage. He gets paid for the other 22. I think that's quite right, really. Yeah, because it's a long way in the bus, you know, from London down to Plymouth. Yes,
there's a
lot. We're going to Cardiff that night afterwards,
oh,
so
gosh.
It's a hit and run for us. Yeah,
yeah. And but it's not just a UK tour, is it? You're in Europe as well.
That's right. We go on into Europe, into Holland and the Netherlands. Yes, and then I'm, like I said, I'm out on my own with my own little solo acoustic show through July as well, and in the UK. I'm very much looking forward to that too. Yeah,
we've lost a few musicians in the last few weeks. B.B. King most recently, and Benny
yeah.
King, and so forth. I mean, do you ever sort of think, well, one day we'll call a halt, or do you just keep ploughing on?
Well, I think that I mean, it's very sad. I only just learned a couple of hours ago about B.B. King, and you know, I was always in awe of that kind of player, such simplicity. And I think, you know, it's a strange thing. I mean, artists like us are offered more work now than we ever were when we were young. So it's going to be our decision, I think, whether we want to continue. But even if there's not, we're not selling any tickets, I think we'll probably be up the pub doing it anyway.
<You're> certainly,
you know what I mean?
Yes,
kind of thing, yeah.
You'll certainly draw a crowd in the pub, that is for sure.
Well, I hope so. Yeah.
Well,
hope so.
Look, it's always nice to talk to you, Justin. Thank you so much for joining us today. And look forward to this, as you say, the solo performance in Truro a bit later on. But June the 6th here in Plymouth is where the UK tour opens, and tickets from the pavilions. And, well, come in and see us in person if you get time, but if you're toddling off to Cardiff straight after, you probably won't. But anyway, nice to talk to you, Justin, and thank you.
You too. I'm sure we'll catch up one day. And love to you and all of the friends and family and mates down there. We look forward to seeing you next month.